The Titanic Secret by Jack Steele. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Prologue. 6th of April, 1912. Berlin. A shadow moved on the opposite side of the street, a darker shape in the gloom of the alleyway. A match flared, briefly illuminating the man's face as he bent forward to light a cigarette. David Curtis glanced through the discoloured glass towards the figure, but even in that brief split second, he knew he'd never seen the man before. That wasn't surprising. The Prussian secret police, the Preußische Geheimpolizei, appeared to have enough agents working the streets of Berlin to ensure he would have no chance of seeing the same man twice. But that didn't alter Curtis's certainty about the man's employer or what he was doing. Why else would he be loitering at the entrance of an alleyway on Mittelstrasse at midnight, watching the cafe opposite? Curtis knew he was under surveillance. He'd been under surveillance ever since he'd arrived in Germany, most probably, and certainly since he'd checked into his hotel in Berlin. Almost subconsciously, he pressed his left arm downwards, feeling the reassuring weight of the Webley Mark II revolver in his leather shoulder holster, a firm and reliable friend in the event of any trouble. He wondered how much time he had left before they made their move. It would be tonight, he guessed, or tomorrow at the latest. It all depended on how accurate their information was. For the moment, he dismissed the silent watcher from his mind and concentrated on his companion.